Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll cover the situation in Kyrgyzstan after Dr. Roberts leaves us here in about 5 minutes. Got a bunch of other news we're going to be going over, and we're going to open the phones up. But going back to Dr. Roberts, during the break, I was making the point, you said you got to say that on air, that normal people like himself or myself, we like a bonfire and a pretty view and our wife there, our kids there, a glass of beer. But psychopaths like Hitler, he would go to the front and watch burning buildings and war for hours. They love dead bodies. They love destruction. And we were talking about how it's now come out and been admitted that Cheney wanted to start nuclear war with Russia, I guess to stay in power or something, and that on 888, I mean, and that same group is still in control with Obama. I mean, we're dealing with real psychopaths. Dr. Roberts?
Yes, they're insane people. The United States government is in the grip of insane people. And not only they're insane, they're evil. And, in fact, they're probably the most evil that they've ever had their hands on a government. And American people haven't a clue. They've no clue at all. They have no clue what's in store for them. And this kind of, and it's because no one was ever held accountable. So, you know, in her murder mysteries, Agatha Christie, the famous English, you know, detective novelist, she makes the point that when a murderer kills the first person, he then finds it easier to kill the second and the third and the fourth, and the more he kills, the easier it gets, you know, for him to be taking lives. And I think this is what we see happening with our government. They've gotten away with so many things. There's never been any accountability. And that now they're just reckless. And this is what I say, that it makes you wonder what will be the consequence of the recklessness of the United States government when there's a nuclear-armed Soviet Union and a China, and moreover, a China with a powerful economy and financial power over the United States. So the recklessness, we could see the United States government, you know, doing the same thing Hitler did. And he marched off into Russia and destroyed himself. And how will our destruction come about?
He destroyed 20 million Germans in the process. You're coming back for an hour on the 15th. We'll talk about your ideas for solutions here, but it's the naivete, it's the naive level of the American people, because we're too good, we're Americans, and I think has allowed this absolute evil to grow.
I think that's true, because the American people can't accept what their eyes and ears should be telling them, and so the government never gets held accountable. And of course, elections don't matter, because it's the same group in Washington, no matter who gets elected to office. Always the same interest groups that control. So that's the what happens when there's no accountability, and when the people who actually have a moral conscience and try to do something, they all get attacked and discredited. I mean, look at the attack on the Pope and the Catholic Church. One way to see that, whatever you think of the Pope and Catholic Church, that they are a moral voice. And when you discredit that voice, then who can complain if the United States government nukes somebody? Iran, for example.
Yeah, it's being discredited because it's a separate power, and I've been meaning to get into that. I'm going to talk about that after you leave us. I want to thank you for spending so much time with us and for offering to come on tax day. We'll talk about taxes and solutions on that day next week, Dr. Roberts, and I just want to thank you for all your years of work and for coming on this radio show when you've turned down so many others.
Okay, Alex, it's good to talk with you. You stay after him.
God bless you, sir. We'll see you next week. Take care. There goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a great guy. And I've been meaning to get into what's happening with the Catholic Church. We'll cover that when we come back, and a lot more. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, that was an extremely powerful but also sad interview with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He's a wonderful person. I haven't commented in the last few weeks on the situation with the Catholic Church. I have meant to. I am not a Catholic. I am non-denominational, but I have a lot of Catholic friends, and I find they're great people. When I've been out protesting years ago, abortion clinics, it was almost all Catholics out there, and you will know them by their fruits. Now, that said, we sell a video, Lamp in the Dark, exposing the incredible corruption of the Catholic Church. It's just like I expose Israel for staging terror attacks, because it's in the Jerusalem Posts and Haaretz. I mean, just Google, Israel admits they created fake Al-Qaeda. Every time there's about to be a peace deal, they activate them. Does that mean there aren't real terrorist groups? No, the point is, Israel has been caught doing this. I cover it. It doesn't mean I hate Israel. I cover the corruption of the Catholic Church. It doesn't mean I hate Catholics. When Pat Robertson, who's supposedly a Protestant, comes out with global warming ads saying we've got to have global taxes with Al Sharpton, I criticize him, not because I don't like Protestants, but because I don't like what Pat Robertson's doing. When he said 10 years ago that China was, quote, doing what it had to do with extreme abortion and infanticide and birth control, forced birth control, he said they had to do it and they needed more aggressive family planning. And I'm a Protestant. But I'm criticizing him. What the media does, though, is you say, we've got 30 million illegal aliens in this country. It's bankrupting all the states. The government wants to bring them in as a voting bloc. A lot of them are criminals that are coming up here to escape justice in Mexico. The media says racist to get us all divided so we can't have a real debate about this. Or, I don't want the government running health care. It's a boondoggle for insurance companies and it'll be a new tax. Shut up, racist. Remember the media saying that over and over again? Naming me by name and others, Ron Paul and others. It's just it, nothing to do with it. What does that have to do with it? So we can't have a real debate. Now, I've explained this many times from studying history, and all levels of government throughout the last 500 years at least, even goes back more than that in Western Europe, it happens everywhere. For some reason, criminal groups, whether they're drug dealers or thieves or whatever, or pedophiles, they like to get into government positions because they can protect themselves and do whatever they want. They can get away with it because now they have authority, and the people they abuse or kill, it's their word against the person with power, so most people are scared to go after the groups with power, and so that's why criminals and psychopaths and sadists all team up together. And so we've had many guests on over the years exposing the fact that a large percentage, I wouldn't say the majority from our studies, but 35, maybe more percent of Catholic leadership worldwide, Africa, Asia, Latin America, North America, England, it doesn't matter, Australia, they are caught. You get one pedophile in. He moves up through the parish. He then recruits his lovers in who also like children, and they set up a kingdom. Of course. When I set out studying this 16 years ago, 17 years ago, been on air for more than 14, I only sought after the truth in history books and government documents, and I kept running into police departments that are run by pedophiles, CPS departments that are run by pedophiles, truancy departments that are run by pedophiles, DynCorp filled with pedophiles, the UN filled with pedophiles. I mean, you could just Google or search engine the term UN child slavery rings, UN child sex slaves, UN diplomats, child sex slaves, U.S. diplomats, child sex slaves, UK diplomats, child sex slaves, Russian diplomats, child sex slaves. I mean, you put that term in. Let's do it right now, live on TV and for radio listeners, but we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go to Google or whatever search engine you want and type in DynCorp child sex trafficking or sex trafficking, and you will get AP, Reuters, Chicago Tribune. But it comes out here and there, but never becomes a big news cycle on CNN and Fox. Okay, DynCorp International. There it is. DynCorp Halliburton sex slave scandal won't go away. That's PrisonPlanet.com, and then it has links to the AP. In fact, print me a bunch of those. I know you printed them a few days ago when we had Catherine Austin Fitz on, and she sent me emails saying, you didn't know DynCorp runs many of the CPS units in the country? And then I went and I found out, my God, I didn't know they were running, in some states, the majority of it. And they've been caught there. And I know that it came out that they were running these operations with hundreds of thousands of children and women per year. Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Africa, Middle East, Asia. I mean, it's so huge. And my point is this. Why are we only hearing about the Catholic Church? Because from my study, the United Nations, in fact, Google United Nations child sex abuse and you know, barbecuing children over fires. I mean, folks, you can do the research yourself. It is just unbelievable. And follow through those articles because I want to get AP and Reuters. I don't want to just show our boil down story. People say, oh, that's not Prison, you know, Prison Planet, InfoWars. No, I mean, because you guys printed it, what, Fitz was on Monday or Tuesday? Monday? Yeah, and you guys found me, Reuters, AP, and Chicago Tribune. In fact, that's over in this stack. But the point is, this is real. And yes, the Catholic Church covered this up because it goes right to the top. Ratzinger, was involved covering this stuff up 30 years ago. That's confirmed. And the establishment is in some internal war, blackmailing the Vatican over something. The Vatican's criticizing abortion. They're criticizing wars. They're criticizing Israel. For whatever reason, this is the only group that is being exposed. And you've got a U.S. media Yeah, there's Chicago Tribune. U.S. stalls on human trafficking. Pentagon has yet to ban contractors from using forced labor. And that's literally tens of thousands of slaves in that article from 2005. But you can also search one, a Chicago Tribune, DynCorp, child trafficking, and it'll come up. So my issue is, why are they only covering the Catholic Church? And they should be. But they should also be covering the Texas Youth Commission and facilities all over the state where the parking lots would fill up at night with people coming in to have sex with the kids that have been CPS'd or the kids in juvenile. They even had paid gladiatory fights where they would have them, you know, fight with weapons for betting. I mean, these are like treated like gamecocks or animals. And so that's my issue here, is that how many Republican leaders, how many Democratic leaders? Barney Frank was caught repeatedly with underage male prostitutes, 15, 16, 17 years old, out of a Georgetown complex. He didn't get in trouble because he gave a press conference and said, if you don't back off until the FBI to stop now, and it was confirmed it was happening, he said, I'm going to tell you what's really going on. And they shut up instantly. Congressman Foley caught doing this stuff. How many CPS workers, how many times do you see it in the back of the paper where the local Homeland Security head was caught, you know, molesting children? Or flying in airplanes to meet with people that are going to sell them a kid? When I tell you, I mean, you heard Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, head of the Treasury, you know, editor at Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, saying, and he wasn't like this 5 years ago on the show, he's now been educated, saying the greatest evil in history is now in control of our government. The greatest, most sophisticated evil. And so how do these people work together globally? It's a network of perverts. It's a network of pedophiles. And that's just one group of them. Others like to brutalize women savagely, viciously. When you see movies like Hostel, produced by Quentin Tarantino, I have seen scores of articles in the Times of London, in British papers, and in French papers. I mean, I remember one in Burgundy, France. This woman escaped from a castle that was owned by one of the richest people in France. She weighed less than 85 pounds, looked like a concentration camp victim. She got to the local state police office. They went to the castle and found a bunch of dead women in cages, and it was just shut down. Nothing was going to be done. I mean, every day I read about some little girl on her bicycle disappears, and the CIA loads them on planes, DynCorp loads them on, and they just do. I mean, this is who does it. And the CPS hunts children. The CPS has bounties on kids that look a certain way. They wait at the city-owned hospitals with poor people who are having blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. Those can go for $500,000. It goes through an adoption agency. It goes to the person that wants them. And, of course, these criminals that run things, they then use their own system as a persecution arm against the public. Most of the sex offenders in the registries now were caught urinating behind their car. In fact, the president even talked about that with America's Most Wanted individual. Well, there are a lot of people who, you know, get caught urinating at Mardi Gras who are on it. But we're not talking about them. Well, that is who you're talking about. If you are caught by the state police on, I mean, some places in Texas, it may be 100 miles to a gas station. And every one of us is guilty of the crime of being a human and pulling over, walking over to the barbed wire fence, getting behind a bush and urinating. Nope, that is a sex crime. The majority is made up of those people urinating, people, I mean, out in the middle of nowhere, I see it in the news all the time on deserted highways. Cop pulls up. I saw him behind that bush. They go over and see the urine. They get you to admit sex offender because you're an animal to be put in the system. His boss is probably raping a kid at some government dungeon while he's putting you in the squad car. They've got some 2-year-old baby they're raping to death. Okay. I mean, that's who these people are. And it's a big joke to them to then grab you and take you away for what they do. And then, of course, the other big percentage of them are 18-year-old guys who have a 16-year-old girlfriend or an 18-year-old girl who's got a 17-year-old boyfriend. That's who they go after. The hardcore pedophiles run everything. And so they run the Catholic Church. They run the major corporations. They run Bohemian Grove. They run it all. And your kids are nothing but fresh meat for them.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your
prayers. Back in 2005, when there were congressional hearings about why DynCorp and Halliburton were running child kidnapping rings, kidnapping women, tens of thousands of men, flying them around the world to slave camps at brick factories. And that's Chicago Tribune right here. And I walked out of P.F. Chang's Chinese restaurant, and DynCorp's headquarters was down the street. I was going to my car, And I saw all these cops standing around laughing. One of them was a commander. And I said, gentlemen, have you read the news? Have you searched it about DynCorp, that building right there, running giant child kidnapping rings worldwide? And the cops just laughed at me, and it was real funny. And they said, yeah, Jones, I do work for them. And I don't know what that meant, but it was real. It was like 5-6 cops. It was very funny. No, you see, it's not funny. And the fact that they're going to take your pension funds isn't going to be funny. And the fact that they're going to put all these taxes on our economy and destroy our future isn't funny. You think globalists that kill over 1 million Iraqis the last 7 years are a joke? You think your butt is worth anything to them? It's worth as much as those Iraqis. And I know there are great police officers out there. They email us, they send us information, they send us documents. But I mean, I'm not up here risking my life to play games, okay? What we're talking about is true. Give me a document cam shot on this. Chicago Tribune, U.S. stalls on human trafficking. Pentagon has yet to ban contractors from using forced labor. 3 years ago, President Bush declared that he had zero tolerance for trafficking in humans by the government overseas contractors, and 2 years ago, Congress mandated a similar policy. But notwithstanding the president's statement and the congressional edict, the Defense Department has yet to adopt a policy to bar human trafficking. The biggest names is DynCorp International and Halliburton, subsidiary KBR. Both have been linked to traffic-related concerns, and it goes through it. Here's one. DynCorp and Halliburton sex slave scandal won't go away, and that's got the AP article. That's got the congressperson asking him, grilled Secretary Rumsfeld and General Myers on the DynCorp scandal. We can play this video, but here's the text. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003 in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in the horrible business, but at the very moment of the speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine to the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it the policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? The response in McKinney's comeback was as follows. Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities you describe. The second question. McKinney, well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts? Rumsfeld, I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things that they should not. Oh, it's just very, it's just something they shouldn't do. In which case, they tend to be suspended for a period. There are times that the under the laws and the rules and the regulations for the passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch that corporations can get off of, out of the penalty box, if you will, and will be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're generally not barred in perpetuity. McKinney, that's correct. This company was never in the penalty box. She says, this contract, this company was never in the penalty box. Rumsfeld, I'm advised by Dr. Chu that it was not the corporation that was engaged in the activities you characterized, but I'm told it was an employee of the corporation. It was some years ago. Oh, really? We now have the ruling by a court, by the employees that sued, that it was directed. Here's Salon. Sex slave whistleblower vindicated. Two former employees of DynCorp, the government contract powerhouse, have won legal victories after charging that the $2 billion a year firm fired them when they complained that co-workers were involved in Bosnian sex slave trade. Here's another headline. This is out of Corp Watch. U.S. sex scandal still haunts DynCorp. U.N. child sex slave scandal continues. BBC. It goes on and on. UPI. I mean, DynCorp may get a chance to win 1.6 billion trading contracts. And now they're the big CPS contractor. DynCorp people that kidnap kids and women worldwide and take them to unbelievable, in some cases, death, they are your CPS workers now. Because I've read the statistics, more than 50% of CPS workers quit within 1 year. They go thinking they're going to help kids and are in a pedophile ring and go, my God, I better get out of here. So they just said, well, we'll just bring in the DynCorp boys. A lot of them are foreigners. We've had British members of Parliament on about how most of the contractors there are foreigners. And they just bring in hardcore sickos, man, and they are here. And then they don't have courts, laws, nothing, and they just call in the SWAT team. Get in here. These parents aren't handing the kid over. I got a flight. I got to put this kid on in 1 week. I need you here to get him. Do you understand? Get here.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Okay, in the last hour and a half of this Wednesday live broadcast, we're going to open the phones up on the value-added tax, sales taxes, and carbon taxes Obama is pushing with the support of the Republican Party and Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly telling you it's so conservative, we've got to do this. We're going to be going back over that information. I'm also going to get into the Kyrgyzstan shootings that just happened. Clearly the West over there trying to cause an implosion, trying to destabilize Russia and China. Also, increase in Arctic ice confounds doomsayers but does not spell the end of global warming, scientists warn. Yeah, record-level sea ice, that's global warming. And we do have that satellite footage, just sent you, right? And see, I found it about a year ago on a NASA site. I haven't found it since. It's a time lapse with a composite from satellites from 76. In fact, Google 30-year time lapse of Arctic ice. 30-year. Oh, no, that's a 1 year that I was able to find this morning. We have up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to play that one. But now that I think about it, let's try one more go, or see if Watson can find it. He couldn't even find it last time I wanted to. It was a 30-year composite. So wait, it was 78 to 2008. That's what it was. 30-year satellite composite. Because why it's important is it shows what happens. It's so elementary. And this is of the Arctic. And there's another one of the Antarctic. You can find either one. It'll show the same thing. I know it's elementary for all of you out there. It's not elementary for Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia, who believes that islands are floating on the water and too many people get on one side of an island, it will capsize, as he said last week in congressional testimony. But in the summer, the Arctic gets smaller, and in the fall and winter, it gets bigger. And he goes, with the seasons, big, small, big, small, big, small, big, small. But they point a satellite at it and show 3 months in the summer and show it shrinking and go, oh, my God, sea levels were all dead past the carbon tax. They know full well that's a fraud. They talk to you like you're five-year-old idiots. I don't do that. They talk to you like you're low-grade morons. Islands don't float. They're not going to capsize. Man isn't causing the earthquakes. And paying Al Gore some money isn't going to save you. So we're going to be going over some of that as well today. I just opened the phones up. Let me pull up my call list here. And we will go to your calls here in just a moment. John, is that IM going to you that I just sent you? Okay, good. We'll just give the guys my calls then. We have a hybrid radio show here where there's Genesis up in Minnesota, and then I'm down here in Austin, Texas. You can just IM those to one of the other guys and then print them and bring them to me. We'll get through this one way or the other. And then we're down here in Austin, Texas. We can take calls from our end or from the other end. In fact, let's just take calls from our end. We'll just do it that way. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 is the toll-free number, 888-201-2244. And make sure they know I just opened the phones up in there. We got a Roger, Roger on that? Okay. 888-201-2244, or you can call the Genesis lines at 800-686-2237. And I'm going to take calls this segment, so I need you guys to get those for me and bring them in on paper. Then we'll do it low-tech here. 800-686-2237. That's the Genesis phones, just so you know. Now, it just disgusts me so much to see all this happening. I don't even want to cover all this news. I don't even want to go over it. I don't even want to have to cover this. I'm so sick of the New World Order. I'm so sick of all the crimes they commit. I'm so sick of the public, like a bunch of stupid children, not wanting to face corruption or evil, not realizing that no one is safe while all of this is going on. John, did you just get that info I just sent you? Okay, good. Thank you. I'm just in here running my own call board system. Let's go ahead and talk to Pete in South Carolina. Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was trying to call in. I had a comment about how you were talking about the pedophiles and the CPS and all that. A few years ago, I was a victim. My three kids were a victim of CPS. And what they did, their mother had left us for 5 years, had nothing to do with the kids. They got their fingers in on me during a nasty divorce. But basically, I was the picture-perfect parent. And they badmouthed me and tried to throw a lot of slanderous claims against me that didn't stick. They even had crooked attorneys that I had hired that they bought off to throw the case. And long story short, I believe that a lot of your listeners might benefit from what I have to offer as far as knowledge.
It'd be really nice if you had a phone that worked, because we want to hear what you have to say, Pete.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you were on a...
Okay.
Headset.
Well, anyways, CPS...
Now, hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute, because I've asked listeners that when people call in on cordlesses or headsets, no one can hear you. It's almost pointless. People need to call in from the handheld at least, Because now, when you hear the rebroadcast, you're going to be able to hear that what you're having to say is actually being heard now.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, I was saying on the CPS thing, my three kids were yanked from me. They used the excuse that I worked too much. I was working 70 to 90 hours a week, running my own business, had full-time in-home daycare.
Oh, yeah, no. Criticizing the government, working too much, yelling at your kids. There's no law. They still come and take them because they're a eugenics court set up 100 years ago in this country outside of law.
Yeah, I understand. And what I wanted to offer up to you and your listeners is the way they played me was they said I worked too much. That bothered them. They took the kids. They wanted me to do all kinds of counseling and stuff. I done everything they offered and was
yeah,
totally
that's a hidden tax. That's a hidden tax. They make you pay to go to their $300, $400 an hour psychologist that they recommend who then lie about you, and it's all a big setup.
Yep, and what they did was they put them with the mother who left for 5 years and wanted nothing to do with them and actually had tried to kill the kids previously. And I kind of seen through what they were doing because my own attorney was bought off and threw me under the bus. And what they were doing was trying to take the kids from me and prove me as an unfit parent, meanwhile putting them just temporarily with their poor mother because they knew that in the long run, once they proved me unfit with the ex-mother and everybody helping them, they could easily take them from her and sell them into the secretary.
No, that's how the setup works. They out of the gates in a divorce or anything, tell the woman to do this. She doesn't understand. The father doesn't understand. And it's all a progression and a setup. So how did you beat these criminals?
Well, I had to give up hope on my kids. The last two court dates that we went to, I didn't show up for because every time I went to a court date, things got worse. They pushed me further away from my kids and further away. I got less visitation. They would accuse
me. So what happened? What ended up happening, sir? We got to go.
Well,
here.
The kids are still with their mother, the mother that tried to poison them and had nothing to do with them for all their life. And I get absolutely no visitation, no communication.
Well, Pete, that really doesn't help us, but I appreciate it. I mean, you're saying the information may help people. I mean, I guess it helps people to know to not communicate with them. But they get involved in your family in the middle, and this is how they do it. And then real abuse is ignored. You know, the cops can taser a little kid, schools can beat them, drug them, lock them up, whatever they want. But if parents yell at their kids, they're supposedly evil. Pete, I'm sorry to hear that happened to you. But it's a deranged society, and it's only going to get worse. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. A bit of a police state grid update. I was sent this video on interesting sea creatures, and I watched it all the way through. And after it, this IBM infomercial came on about how they're putting in the mileage tax in Stockholm, Sweden.
And how great it is here in America and how we've got to have it.
Yeah, and how it makes the traffic better. And
meanwhile, I was on a talk radio show a few weeks ago, and they told me I was a conspiracy theorist. As all the states and the federal government announce that they're going to have mileage taxes, I told people this a decade ago, it doesn't exist. Even when the mileage tax system is in your car, people will say it doesn't exist because it's a mind trick of slaves to just deny everything.
If you YouTube search IBM traffic in Stockholm, anybody can find it. And I wonder.
It's powerful. We played it about a month ago here.
I wonder if you observed over the last 2 years any of the unmarked white vans in Austin that set up along Mopac with the little white camera boxes on tripods. Did you ever see those?
There's all sorts of alphabet soup out there categorizing the sheep, slaves, tracking their cattle, tracking their property. And they've got all sorts of surveillance pods listening to everybody's cell phones, intercepting everything. And it's just total criminality using our money to enslave us while the illegal aliens are above the law. Jeff, I appreciate your call. Tim in Brazil, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I was just calling in about the CPS thing you're talking about.
Yes. But we're not supposed to worry about DynCorp and the CPS openly running child kidnapping everywhere. We're supposed to obsess on the Catholic Church, which is guilty and is doing bad. But see, the very pedophile ring government media can make itself look good by pointing the finger at the Catholic Church.
Yeah, but why don't they point the finger at PNAC?
PNAC?
Yeah, the Project for the New American Century.
Absolutely. Dick Cheney saying we need to stage terror attacks.
Exactly. I mean, you know, in the 1950s, you have Irving Kristol, the founder of neoconservatism.
Who was the head Trotskyite, the head communist in our hemisphere.
And then he installed it into Bush. installed it into his son, William Crystal.
And all the Rush Limbaugh conservatives just bow down and worship Crystal. We love commies. We love commies. We love value-added taxes. We love everything. Oh, Sarah Palin believes in global warming. We love you. Alex Jones is bad, though. He's a liberal. Sorry, go ahead.
The main guys in the PNAC movement or the PNAC project, Cheney, Wolfowitz, and Rumsfeld, they're the well-known ones. But what I want to know is what happened to Richard Perle. Nobody talks about him.
Oh,
anymore.
Known at the Pentagon as the Prince of Darkness?
Yes.
Because he goes up to people at cocktail parties and has a come on for women that, you know how many people I've killed, how much power I have.
I think PNAC has a very, very strong tie to this CPS conspiracy of, the child pornography rings and...
PNAC? I appreciate your call. The whole government does, but... At the highest levels, but PNAC is a white paper by top neoconservatives to launch wars. I don't see how that. I mean, when they run these wars, they do that because it's happy hunting ground for them. But thank you, Tim. Let's talk to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Good to talk to you.
I have some notes here. I was going through. First of all, what I heard yesterday about those children in Iraq. Really, basically destroyed me. I went into basic training in 1979. I went into flight school in 1986 and became a warrant officer. And, I got out of the Army in 93 because I saw, what was happening just based on prophecy. And, I believe in God. I believe God created this earth, basically 6,000 years ago. I believe in Christ. And, the only thing I can do right now is pray. Alex, and I just want to offer a prayer with you and I, because whatever two or more bind together, it will be bound in heaven.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You can offer the prayer, and we're pleased to have that here. But specifically, though, people say, well, this is just war. Yeah, this is these aggressive wars that are like video games. We're going to compare the chopper footage to a video game that people are being conditioned with coming up in the next hour, some video and audio of that to educate people. But this is the dehumanization. This is what they see as normal now when it totally violates the rules of war and dehumanizes our soldiers. And then they say, well, support the troops. You've got to never criticize what's happening. I'm a citizen. I have a right to criticize these illegal wars based on fraudulent WMDs. I know it's not manly and cool to be into mass murder and death and darkness. And I know the troops are being used up. I mean, in Vietnam, maybe two tours, World War II, one tour. And most of those guys had mental problems, 4, 5, 6, some doing 7 tours now. They know they're destroying the troops mentally. That's what they want to do. So abusing troops is now patriotism. Illegal wars is now patriotism. No, it's not. It's a fraud. And you got these people that put themselves up on a high horse on a mental power trip like they're the moral people and anyone against their criminal wars is bad. They just set the parameters in their own mind. No, they are engaged in delusions and evil. Go ahead.
Well, the one thing I can think about, Alex, is that we're going to see troubles that the Earth has never seen before in its history, and that the only reason that it's going to stop is because Christ is going to come back and stop it. Otherwise, we would destroy the whole planet.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe it's our job to stand up against evil, though, or not just wait for Jesus?
Oh, absolutely, Alex. And you know what? The only way I can stand up against evil is to bind myself with the powers of heaven. The angels that are watching everything that is going on, and believe me, Alex, they're ready to come back to this earth with...
But when you bind yourself with the powers of heaven, do you then feel an uncontrollable urge to face down corruption?
I absolutely do, Alex, and really, Alex, I witnessed crimes yesterday. I swore to uphold the Constitution, and I witnessed crimes yesterday. I had to plug my ears, Alex. I could not watch the video.
We have Tony Schaefer coming on next week, Black Ops Colonel, and he's saying it violated all the rules and looks like it's illegal as well.
Alex, who do I report the crimes to? The only people I can report the crimes to right now I know of are you. You've already presented it.
Well, tell somebody who worked on helicopters and was in and around this why it's a crime.
Why it's a crime? Because you have to. Well, first of all. If you engage the enemy, you do not engage children, innocent children in an ambulance with taking wounded away. That's number one. That's the only thing I have to say. That's a war crime right there. And you don't torture children, 6, 12-year-old children. You don't torture children, Alex. I was never taught that when I went through the military. My drill sergeant came back from Vietnam, and I respected that man immensely. He never taught us to abuse prisoners.
Well, more than that, it was always looked down on, and people got in trouble for giggling and laughing and making light of killing people. I mean, there's also the enjoyment of it. None of the old vets I ever talked to said that it was good to enjoy it. They said there was always a few guys that were sick, but more and more they're promoting the people that giggle. And did you hear me playing the video and audio of the guy making demonic pleasure noises while they were beating children?
Alex, I had to put my fingers in my ears. I came back to turn the radio down, and I had to put my fingers in my ears. I swear.
Well, you know, that was literally a demon you were hearing.
Alex, I know. We're in some serious trouble.
Well, stay there, and we'll hear your prayer when we come back on the other side of the break. And I got a little grumpy coming into the segment because, I mean, this isn't a joke, folks, and I'm sick of having to focus on this stuff. But if more people would get up off their butts, we could turn this around. A lot of news coming up. Your phone call. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's #1 debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's #1 debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is. Here's what's going to happen. We've taken video of the chopper attack, and we've cut it into video games to show the conditioning. Matt Ryan and Jason Douglas have done this. Matt Ryan's actually a video game reviewer, and I'm going to go back to a review of the game we're going to be playing side-by-side later in the next hour towards the end of the show. And I do have a bunch of news I want to get to. We're going to get to Daryl, Ken, Jim, Tyler, Chris, Ray, Chris, Scott, Mike, and a few other callers over here Tim and others, but the problem is the callers are all great callers, and it goes on for like 5 minutes per caller. We never have time to finish up or get to the news. But I want to cover the value-added tax, all being announced by Obama, Republicans supporting it. We're in deep trouble. Real fast, we've got to move on. Go ahead and say your prayer. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Heavenly Father, the only thing I can think about doing is praying to you and just asking that you would sear the minds of those people that would torture those children and make them stop. Just sear their minds and give all Christians, I believe in Christ, give all Christians that power to pray, get away from the television, concentrate on spiritual things, leave the material things behind, concentrate on that government in heaven that is soon to come to this earth and cast judgment. It's a reality, and just give us all the strength to face that reality, stand for good, and stand against evil. And in Jesus' name, I believe in Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Alex.
Amen. I appreciate your call. God bless you. And I would just add to that prayer that not just sear their minds, but wake them up. Like Saul of Tarsus, he hunted down and killed Christians and did horrible things and tortured people, and God raised him up as one of the great leaders against evil. I mean, I don't even want to hate these people, but I feel sorry for them, folks, because I don't fear he who can kill the body. I fear he who can kill the soul, and that's why I'm not afraid of the New World Order. I know who I am. I know what side I'm on, and it feels good in my spirit to know I'm not given over to evil. Does that mean I'm perfect? No, every day I feel the world trying to turn me towards it. And we all fall down. But the thing is, my heart is good, and I love God. And that's the most important thing. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors we've got before we start the final hour. Cola Blue is running a special free shipping. They do this once a month on all the Cola Blues. 30s, that's their medium-sized unit. Grabs the water out of the air, purifies it, goes through 12 filters, hot, cold water. It's got it all, cleanest, best water you can get out there. International orders receive $100 credit. And this is running through April 9th. So from today through, I guess that's Saturday or Friday. So colablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043. The code word is Alex Jones to get that on the website or when you call 800-691-6043@colablue.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about frontsight.com, incredible high-quality firearms training. It's one thing to own a bunch of guns. It's another thing to know how to use them, handguns, shotguns, rifles. They've got two-day, four-day, five-day training. They've got a five-day handgun training course that's super high quality, no drill instructor or tref guy attitude, incredibly inexpensive. Frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. And if you act fast, the owner, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Great deal. Frontsight.com, FRONTSIGHT. .com, frontsight.com. Definitely check those great sponsors out today. Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to come back and give each caller 1 minute, and I'm not even probably have time to respond. Or if you have a question, fire it out, and I'll answer it. And I'm moving to the next person. I'm going to go through these two foreign phone boards, the Genesis phones and our phones, and it looks to be about 12, 13 callers who got up on the board. We're going to go to you. And then I'm going to get into news for the balance. Key information coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.